It now seems almost certain that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the uber-liberal Supreme Court justice, will be dead or medically incapacitated before Trump is out of office in his first term. Now, this is a very sobering discussion here, and I'll premise this by saying that regardless of our politics, we must always bless people with health and hope that they can experience long and fulfilling lives. We never wish death upon someone, even if we disagree with their politics. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dying of cancer. Doctors removed two tumors from her lungs just recently in a surgical procedure. They noticed the tumors only after she had fallen and cracked some ribs. And so she went into the hospital to be treated for that accident. And during the scans, they noticed that she had some tumors on her lungs. So they removed the tumors, and then doctors announced she's completely clear of cancer now. Well, that's nonsense. And what you're not being told is that, of course, cancer is the number one side effect of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy causes cancer. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone chemotherapy for another cancer that she was diagnosed with many years ago. Now, this is the way it works, and this is what the cancer industry doesn't tell you. You go in, you get diagnosed for one type of cancer, like breast cancer. 9 out of 10 of those positive diagnoses are false positives, by the way, but it makes so much money for the cancer industry to then treat you with chemotherapy that they convince people, oh, you're going to die in 6 months, they say, if you don't sign up for chemotherapy right now. They don't even tell you these oncology clinics, they have a conflict of interest. They make money off selling you the chemotherapy drugs. So they have a financial interest in convincing you that you're going to die unless you undergo chemotherapy. So most people just, they don't know the truth. They say, yes, I'll go ahead and start treatment now. And then they get dripped into their blood a toxic biochemical weapon, also known as chemotherapy. It is a weapon system. It's actually an offshoot of the mustard gas chemicals used in World War I. And the reason chemotherapy makes your hair fall out and makes you feel like you're dying and makes you nauseous and causes muscle wasting, fatigue, chemo brain, which is brain damage. It damages the heart, the kidneys, the liver, and all these things. The reason it does that is because chemotherapy is poison. It is poison. That's how it works. It is a chemical weapon system. So when you take chemotherapy or you undergo that treatment, what you're doing is causing cancer in millions of cells across your body that previously had no cancer. So when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was treated with chemotherapy, she set herself on a course to have recurring aggressive future cancer that would very likely kill her. Now, we don't wish death upon anyone, but we do believe in cause and effect. If you poison your body, you are probably going to die from it. You know, if you poison yourself with chemotherapy, that can kill you. Now, there are many things that people can do to prevent or even reverse cancer, but establishment people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they're typically not into that stuff. They don't follow an anti-cancer lifestyle. They don't take vitamin D. In fact, the very fact that she broke her ribs or fractured her ribs shows you that she's probably vitamin D deficient. Because if you have healthy vitamin D, it's very difficult to crack your ribs, even at that age. You know, unless you're involved in a fight or something or hit in a car accident, you know, just falling usually wouldn't crack your bones unless you're suffering some kind of a bone disorder, vitamin D deficiency, or osteoporosis, which just means weak bones, by the way. That's what the term means. Osteo means bones, and porosis means porous or full of holes. So osteoporosis just means weak bones. If you have vitamin D deficiency, you can be diagnosed with osteoporosis. It just means bone density loss. It's not some like weird infectious disease, by the way. Just bone density loss. That's all it is. They just give it a label. So it's pretty obvious to me that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has, she's nutrient deficient, which means she's probably sunlight deficient as well. She's vitamin D deficient, and she's probably been growing cancer tumors in her body for many years, ever since she had the chemotherapy, which of course causes cancer. We see this all the time. You know, I run naturalnews.com. I talk to people all the time. We read user comments all the time. I've done a lot of public speaking over the years. And this is the pattern where someone gets diagnosed. They undergo chemotherapy treatment. And a few years later, sometimes as few as 3 years later, but it can be any time after that, then the cancer comes back aggressively. And it becomes multi-site cancer throughout their body. They'll have cancer tumors on various organs. A lot of times it becomes ovarian cancer. Many times it becomes liver cancer. It can also, depending on people's habits, you know, it can become colorectal cancer, or it can become multiple myeloma. You know, there are many different ways that cancer can exhibit itself throughout your body. And the fact that these tumors were found on Ruth Bader Ginsburg's lungs indicates now that the cancer is spreading throughout her body. And I feel bad for her. We don't want anybody to die of cancer. And I'll even say this, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg wants to live, she should call me. She should contact me. I'm willing to help her overcome cancer. Yes, I know. Even as much as I disagree with her politics, I don't want to see anybody die of something that's preventable. But, you know, sadly, in these cases, these establishment type people, they only listen to the medical doctors that are killing them. They don't listen to naturopaths. They're not interested in natural medicine. They don't believe in nutrition for some reason, which is insane, since nutrition is the basis of physiology. So people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg are just very unlikely to listen to someone who isn't an establishment type person. They're very unlikely to take alternative medical advice or to look for some kind of a natural remedy to treat cancer outside of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. But people are killed by their beliefs. People die from having wrong beliefs all the time. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, as much as people on the left want to keep her alive, I find it curious that they haven't convinced her that chemotherapy is poison. So she is killing, technically the doctors have killed her, but with her consent. And this happens to people all the time. So many people just have died, you know, in the last few years. People that could be alive now if they had chosen a different path. Anyway, the implications of this politically are huge, of course. There will be, if this happens during Trump's administration, there will be an epic battle over the Supreme Court. Amy Barrett is the likely replacement to be nominated by Trump for this seat if Ginsburg, you know, bows out or passes away, either one. And there's going to be an incredible fight over that. But by the way, the left, they should be celebrating the fact that John Roberts appears to be a globalist liberal at this point. John Roberts is becoming a liberal. So they've already stolen, in effect, one of the seats that was supposed to be conservative. So, you know, they're going to get, and by the way, I think John Roberts has just been threatened. They've got dirt on him. And so they've forced him to become a globalist and a liberal. But anyway, the fight's going to be epic. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not likely to survive more than, you know, 2 more years. We'll see. We hope she does well. We hope she can open her mind to a path of healing. We hope that she can learn the truth and maybe overcome her cancer. But that doesn't seem likely. People in her situation who've already undergone chemotherapy, usually they're on a suicide path and they stick with that suicide and they ultimately destroy themselves. You know, you can get into all the psychology and everything behind that Freudian analysis, but people like that usually are suicidal at some level. So sadly, it's hard to intervene in those paths. In any case, read more news at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening, and take steps to avoid cancer so that you don't end up dying from that horrific disease. Read cancer.news, one of our websites. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.